skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly by. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
And welcome to this brand new program. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred, host of Radio Thrift Shop and coordinator of Free Radio Skybird. And this is Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. Our opening song today was the unmistakable Willie Nelson and Blue Skies. We're going to jump into a segment called the Betamax Bin, where we explore cinematic soundtracks that are easy listening in nature, going all the way back to 1968 and the Bob Crew generation. We're exploring the soundtrack of Barbarella.
It's a wonder, Wonder Woman. You're so wild and wonderful. 'Cause it seems whenever we're together, the planets all stand still. Barbarella, psychedella, there's a kind of cockle shell about you.
Barbarella, Barbarella.
get me up high, teach me to fly, electrify my night with starry light above the stratosphere. Bring your dearness near till the dawn comes tumbling down.
Don't make a sound.
Every word we need comes. Still I'm dying, girl, to hold you and make love, love. A Barbarella, psychedella, never can a fella name or claim you. Barbarella, Bob, Barbarella, Barbarella, Bob, Barbarella,
Music from the film Barbarella, which starred Jane Fonda back in the late 60s, very campy sci-fi flick. That's music by the Bob Crew Generation. Well, I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience.
Exploring science in the sea. For the flashlight fish, school doesn't end at night. In fact, the schooling is just getting started. The fish is one of the few known to congregate in schools at night, even when there's no moonlight. That's because the flashlight fish brings its own lights, so all the members of the group can keep an eye on each other. The flashlight fish is found at depths of up to a few hundred feet in the tropical Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans. It has a patch below each eye that emits blue light. It's one of the few species of light-producing fish that doesn't live in the deep ocean. The light's produced by bacteria that live in tubes behind the eye. The fish can turn the light off and on by blinking. In 2013 and 2016, researchers studied flashlight fish in the Solomon Islands to the northeast of Australia. As the sun set on moonless nights, the fish moved from a cave to a reef system to feed. Scientists went diving with the fish and tracked them with high-tech video cameras. They then used computers to model how the fish were behaving. They found that the fish blinked a lot, providing many flashes of light. That allowed the fish to stay together in a school, a tight grouping in which the fish moved together. The school could be led by just one or two individuals. Schooling provides a lot of advantages: better access to food, protection from predators, and a wider choice of mates. Sticking together at night could be especially helpful, a big advantage for nighttime schooling. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
along. If you feel the world is wrong, all division, nothing shared, dreams have died and no one cared. It seems that just the young know how, so I ask them, listen now. Lovers are a shame, man has only he to blame. Give him beauty, give him life, he created a toil and strife. It seems that just the young know how, so I ask them, listen now. The lovers of the
David and Jonathan with Lovers of the World Unite. And before that, Mr. Toots Thielsman and a tune called Flirt. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to some Mighty Mellow music here on Gentle on My Mind. If you'd like to hear this program again, all of our programs are archived on radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all, .net.
Every year, with warming sea temperatures, sea turtles get lured further and further north in the eastern seaboard. On their journey home, some of those turtles get washed up on the beaches of Cape Cod. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The colder it gets, the lower their metabolism function becomes, and eventually they can't feed themselves or swim, and that's when they start coming in large numbers.
Paula and Beth Dixon are among the roughly 200 volunteers who, every fall and winter, help rescue stranded turtles on Cape Cod.
They beach because they are turtles that live in warm water, and so in the summertime they move north and might be feeding as far north as Maine. When the weather starts changing and the water gets colder, the turtles start migrating down. There are turtles that feed in the Cape Cod Bay all summer long, and then they're joined by turtles that might be migrating down from further north, like Maine. And they get into the arm of the Cape, which is shaped like an arm with a hand sticking out. And when it's getting cold, they're moving south, but the arm of the Cape stops their migration. So a smart turtle might move its way back up and out the Cape and navigate its way into the Atlantic and go further south. A lot of turtles get stuck in the arm of the Cape and they can't get out. And it's cold, and so they're pretty stuck.
We make ourselves available when the weather turns and the water temperature drops and turtles start washing up on the beach. The rescue people at Mass Audubon will contact the volunteer walkers when they expect turtles to come, and we walk on the high tide and see what the weather brings in.
We'll hear more about rescuing turtles in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Meantime, I'll keep sailing. So I must be going now. I'm losing time, my friend. Looking for a rainbow down this high windy wind.
Mother Goose sounds old-fashioned, so let's bring her story up to date. Everyone knows Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty. They're Disney stories, right? Not exactly. 3 centuries before they helped make Disney famous, they were among the original Mother Goose tales. And hundreds of classic nursery rhymes, like Three Blind Mice and Humpty Dumpty, were also first gathered under Mother Goose's wing. Such stories and rhymes were long part of Europe's oral folklore. The stories were first published in France in 1697 as Tales of My Mother Goose. The book appeared in English soon after. Just who or what was Mother Goose? The name originates in an old French euphemism. Stories told by elder women were called Tales Told by Mother Goose. Mother Goose was sometimes illustrated as an old country woman wearing a tall hat and riding on the back of a goose, or sometimes as just a big motherly goose wearing reading glasses and a bonnet, a friendly figure children could trust. There's something timeless about big feathery friends for children, even today. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note comes from Seattle's Portage Bay Cafe and Catering, serving local organic food as part of their commitment to the environment. Info at portagebaycafe.com.
And welcome back to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. I'm the Mighty Mellow, DJ Fred, and it's time for the Mancini Moment.
Thank you.
from 1976, a band called The Long Hello, and a tune called Looking at You. Before that, two tunes by Henry Mancini. We heard Misty and Goofin' at the Coffee House. We're crate digging for easy sounds for the now generation. It's Gentle on My Mind with a mighty mellow DJ Fred.
Oh, Thank you.
the 1986 album Jazz Antiqua. That's Frederick Hand with The Lady Carries Fantasy. And before that, from one of my favorite albums of all time, Gary McFarlane from The InSound, that was Fried Bananas. You've been listening to Gentle On My Mind, an easy listening experience with DJ Fred. I want to say thank you for listening, and remember, be gentle with yourself, be gentle of spirit, be gentle on your mind.
Thank you.